Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Nobody can make you surrender. Unless you're French, it kind of comes naturally. I'm Scoot on the air. Really glad you're with us this afternoon on WWL. We continue with our coverage of the aftermath of Hurricane Ida. And we know that many of you are still devastated. In fact, in St. John the Baptist Parish, 94% of the parish is still without power. A few neighborhoods, a few areas have power, but 94% of the parish is still without power. Still tough in St. Charles Parish. Miraculous things going on in Orleans Parish, Jefferson Parish, St. Tammany Parish. I guess St. Bernard has come along. I haven't heard a lot about St. Bernard recently, but it really is amazing how many people are getting the power back quickly. And don't you love when like an official will tell you, okay, so if you don't have power and you don't have internet or cable, what you need to do is Google this website. Well, how the hell are we going to do that if we don't have any of this other stuff? Well, you know, some people actually have internet capabilities on their phone that supersede the internet in their home. I mean, I have that, and I don't remember getting anything really that special, but I thought everybody had it because, I mean, I figure if I have it, everybody's got it. So I finally spent the first night in my new apartment, really grateful for that. And I have an idea. I have a concept for furniture. You see, because everything got dumped in my new apartment the Friday before the storm. I mean, the storm was approaching. It's the Friday. It's raining on the Friday before the storm hit. And so the furniture, a couple of things that were delivered, everything is just dumped there. Boxes are dumped there. So what do I have to do now? Well, I've got to start going through the boxes. But here's what I'm thinking. What if the boxes were actually like decorative and pieces of furniture? So you'd keep everything in the box and you'd move from one place to another and you'd just keep the stuff in the box. And, you know, maybe it could be the Scoot Box Couture Collection, you know, where they're decorative boxes and you pack up to move and you just keep the stuff in the boxes. The Scoot Box Couture Collection.
That could be a sponsor.
It could be. It could be a company. It could be a new future.
Wow.
Well, I know, because I'm thinking, well, you know, what if I arrange the boxes a certain way? Maybe I don't have to take anything out. I just keep them in the boxes and just make the boxes look nice.
I mean, if you got nice boxes.
Well, they're not that nice.
Well, I mean, but you could make
but
nice
you got
boxes.
Well, that's my point.
Right. I mean, yeah, like, do it. Somebody out there.
All right.
It's a $1 million idea just sitting on the table.
Let's go to David. David, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Well, hello. Yahoo, I got through.
Hey, David, how are you?
I'm wonderful. The only complaint I have is I bought a generator the day the power came back on.
Oh, man. Well, you know, that's why it came back on. That's why it came back on, because you bought the generator.
Exactly.
So everybody else thanks you.
Well, everybody's welcome. I wish I could have done more. I was driving Sunday after I leave the grocery store. I grabbed some popsicles. And I decided to hand them out to some linemen on the way home.
Nice.
Which I think is a good thing to do. Hot. Yeah. But I'm looking at all the debris, and it just dawned on me, what are we doing with it? And if there's no answer to what we're doing with it other than dumping it in a landfill, why can't we use these trees the same way they do the Christmas tree program every year and put it to restore the wetlands? There's got to be like 1,000 Christmases laying out there.
Yeah, David, we brought that up on the show a couple of days ago, but I'm glad you're raising it again because we probably didn't talk enough about it. And, you know, why can't they take all of this greenery and all of the down trees and, you know, yes, use them like Christmas trees because, my God, they're so plentiful that they would really help.
We can take them directly to the port,
yeah.
Load them on a barge, and from the barge head out the mouth of the Mississippi and dump them wherever needed.
Yeah. I think it's a great idea. I hope somebody who's in a position to make that happen, I hope they actually make that happen because that makes a lot of sense to me.
I'm just hoping that somebody who has the power to do something may be listening and a light bulb go off in their head.
Well, David, we've seen a lot of things happen as a result of people calling into the show and mentioning something. So we've seen a lot of things happen. So, you know, this could be something that happens as a result of the call.
I'm glad I finally got on. I enjoy your show.
I appreciate it. So you've got power. Do you have cable?
I do have cable.
Okay.
I have everything I need. I live uptown. We were without power. I live very close to the water plant. So I'm thinking that had a reason, came on earlier.
On our special Scoot After Dark last night, mm-hmm. somebody brought up the idea that a new saleable point to buying a house is buying a house near, like, a water plant, a power plant, or buying a house near a hospital. Okay, so look, you want to buy this house? Listen, we're in a section with good schools and we're near a hospital, so if power goes out, you'll get it back first.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right, David.
May I mention one other thing real quick?
Sure.
I am an electrician. I'm not a lineman. But I do know how difficult it is at times to troubleshoot a house.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the people don't understand. They don't even understand how the electricity in their house works, let alone a huge grid. So if you got complaints, give these guys a little bit of a break. This is hard, dangerous work. And the last thing they need is someone complaining to them to distract them from what they really need to do to keep them safe while they get our power back on.
And David, for those who get confused, it's like, well, wait a minute. These people over here got it, and then the people on the other side of me got it. Why don't I have power back yet? Can you explain a little bit about that?
Well, first of all, Entergy, I heard the other day a lady was talking to a group of linemen, and they said they were waiting for Entergy. They weren't waiting for Entergy like Entergy wasn't there. Entergy has to go out. They know the area. They have to go ride the streets. They have to look at transformers. They have to look at lines mm-hmm. to make sure they're good enough for the linemen to then follow behind them. And they'll go back to the linemen and say, okay, this is the route we discovered that you need to take.
Okay.
But it takes time for them to do that. So if they're waiting for Entergy, they're waiting for Entergy's map of where they need to go.
Okay.
They're not like, Entergy's not doing anything. They're out working, too. But they have to wait. They can't just go willy-nilly. Okay, let's go down this street. It all has to be interlocked.
And some places are going to be on one transformer, and we'll get it back. And then other places on a different transformer, so it'll take a little more time for them to get it back. So, I understand that. David, listen, I appreciate the call, and thanks for the idea about the trees being used, like the Christmas trees, to help save the wetlands.
1,000 years worth we got out there.
Yeah.
1,000 Christmases.
Hang in there, David.
It's a gift from Ida, hidden gift.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, David. Let's go down on the bayou to Richard, who is in Chauvin. Richard, how are you?
I'm doing as good as expected. Good afternoon, Scoot.
Good afternoon.
Look, I had this thought. You know, we have no electricity. I mean, I'm standing at the bayou side right now watching dead fish. The lock is stuck and is damaged.
Mm.
The water can't flow in and out. It's back. And I just had this thought, you know, things are not that bad. Because I'm thinking about the people that was forced on the ships in Nova Scotia and dropped off here in the swamp, in the mosquito infested swamp. So we don't have it that bad.
No, we really don't. And you know, there was a time when humans lived without AC. There was a time when homes were built for maximum ventilation because there was no such thing as air conditioning.
Look, I told my wife, when we get out of this, because I'm at my mother's home trying to shore up her place up, making it handicapped friendly nook, because she went down since the storm. And so I haven't been in my house. I have a 24-inch oak tree limb that went through the corner of my house.
Oh, wow.
So I haven't been there, you know. I've been here trying to get her where she can move around. She had to go to the hospital last night. She came back. She's okay, you know, but things are not that bad. We have a generator. Water finally coming out the faucet this morning, so whoop, whoop, we're doing good.
Good, good. You know, you got to celebrate those little victories when they come along.
All you can do is laugh. And, you know, the thing about it is there's no crying. There's no arguments going on. I don't want to hear nothing political. You know, half my family's in 50-50. Some's Republican, some's Democrat. So,
it's a nice break.
We make it a point, do not talk about politics or religion when we're at the table.
Yeah.
You know, because it just, for some reason, politics I don't want to talk about it anymore, you know?
Well, Richard, you know, that's another thing that I've tried to bring up as we go through this. All of the, you know, the political debates that we get into, the intense political debates, the debates about social issues, man, all of that stuff is petty compared to what people are going through right now. And we need to remember that. And let's be passionate about our politics. There's nothing wrong with that. But let's remember that that's petty stuff compared to what we're dealing with here.
You know, people right now, like I said, I don't get a bombing run down. I'd say 95% of the homes are damaged or destroyed. Very few homes you see that doesn't have at least a few shingles missing. And there's no argument. You know, people trying to help each other. You know, if your neighbor needs something, you give it to them.
That's
great.
Yeah.
And
that's who we are.
That's what you can do.
That's who we are.
That's what you can do, because you know what? Next week, next year, next 10 years from now, it's going to be your turn.
Well, that's right.
You help somebody now,
and other people are going to be there to help you when you need it. Richard, I love your attitude. Hang in there. Stay strong. You're going to get through it.
I have one more little point. I want to give a shout-out to the guy with the hummingbirds.
Okay.
I have three hummingbird feeders at my house, and look, with no TV, that's pure enjoyment. To see them birds and to see what they can do.
All right, well, okay, in addition to going, like, forward and backwards, like, really quickly, like, in a very unique way for a bird, what else is entertaining about the hummingbird?
You know, we have fruit trees in the backyard right here, and I'm going to tell you, each one has their own tree.
Uh-huh.
Another bird is not coming on that tree. They have their own trees, and they have their own feeders. And they fight between each other.
Oh, they're just like Republicans and Democrats.
You know, you're not sitting on my branch, just in my branch.
Oh, that is so typical. It's partisanship.
Yeah. If it's not partisanship, it's religious.
All right. Richard, I appreciate the call. And I had no idea that hummingbirds were so entertaining. Richard, thanks for the call, man. Hang in there. You're doing great. So this is the second person to call and say that hummingbirds are very entertaining. Get a hummingbird feeder if you can. Come on, man. We got to hang in there, right? Hang in there. New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell will hold a press conference at about 4 o'clock. They're always gathering information at the last minute, so we'll probably go into WWL News and join her press conference as soon as it happens, and that will happen just after 4 o'clock here live on WWL. I'm Scoot on the air. We'll be back.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Going through what we're going through now and what others have gone through in this area in the past, Betsy, Camille, Katrina, Gustav, Isaac, Laura, Delta, Ida, this has made us who we are, and it has created and added to our culture. There was an article, I haven't read it yet, it was sent to me earlier, but there's an article in the Washington Post. There was a Washington Post journalist here, Holly Bailey, and she was doing an article on, she was covering the storm in New Orleans and Southeast Louisiana, and I know she was up here, and I know she did a story on the station and the relationship between radio and the audience in a comeback coverage story like this. I haven't read the article yet, but Ian's read it, said it was really good.
It was a good article. She did a good job.
Yeah, good.
I mean, it could be like a puff piece, or it could be like a personality driven piece, but it kind of like threaded the needle and avoided all of that. And just talks about people's relationship with radio and how it's so it's always there, like in the background. And sometimes people don't think about it, but just because they don't think about it doesn't mean it goes away. And then when you need it, it's really there.
And you can give people a link to it if they text you?
Yeah, it's available. You can go to our Facebook page and scroll down a little bit. It's there. If you want something a little bit faster, just shoot me a text on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talking Text Line. That's 260-1870. Shoot me a text that says, hey, you know, show me that Washington Post article, and I'll shoot you over the link. And you know, I'm in the photo. There's a photo of me, kind of at my workstation.
Yeah, there. Yeah, I saw it. I did see the photo, but I haven't read the article yet.
I mean,
but
I'll read the photo. After. You don't really get to see my face too much, which is okay. But I'm slouching, and I just know I'm going to get an earful from Ariadne later. She was like, "Let me understand. You had a photographer from the Washington Post in the room with you, and you couldn't even then. You couldn't get it together to sit up straight." I was like, babe, I was tired. I'd only slept an hour and a half that day, and I'm just trying to help people. I'm not worried about my posture right now. Give me a break.
She needs to give you a break. Exactly.
No, I get no respect.
So, and listen, for those of you who have become acquainted with our show, we're on the air every afternoon, Monday through Friday from 1 to 4. And it's where politics and pop culture meet your opinions in the afternoon. I am a registered independent. I describe myself as a radical moderate. I will call out both parties. I'm not beholden. We're not going to get into this now. I'm just giving you kind of a basic synopsis of the show. Not right. On some issues I'm right. Some issues I'm left. And that's just the way most of us are. So we call it like we see it. There's a lot of honesty. There's a lot of calling out of hypocrisy. But the one thing that I could always guarantee you about our show, it's live. And I won't go beyond that. It's live. We have a live show.
It's really live.
And it's live. And sometimes it just takes on a life of its own. And you become part of that every day. So every day from 1 to 4, Scoot on the air, Ian Hoke, my studio producer, is with us as well. You know, this is interesting. Mail service is back.
But I heard that.
But in a woke culture, we're now redefining whether or not we can even say mail service.
Oh, what, person service?
I don't know.
Human service?
You know, it's like mail service. I don't know. You know, it's just not going to work in a woke culture.
I thought you were going to say postal service is back, but in a woke way. Like,
now your mail
delivery is going to be woke.
No,
it's like,
no.
What's complicated about your mail delivery?
Mail service, mail delivery. Hey, it's going to all change. Okay, let's do a couple of texts.
Here's a text that says, hummingbirds, it's fun to watch them fight. They fight, and it's fun to watch, like fighter jets.
Again, like Republicans and Democrats.
That's cool, man. We're seeing
a lot of metaphors here between hummingbirds and the political climate in America today.
You know, that's a thing that you could say if, Congress critters on TV sort of buzzing around, going after sugary nonsense. You could say, oh, he's being a hummingbird. He's just there for the sugar.
That'll stick.
Yeah.
That'll stick.
Here's a text that says, it has been awfully refreshing to hear the community come together and not talk about mask, vaccine, no vaccine, Trump evil, Biden idiot, etc. In a weird, sucky way, it is refreshing.
It is refreshing, but I will tell you to, you know, I mean, remember COVID is still out there.
Yeah.
There's one really encouraging thing, though, in the latest numbers in Louisiana, the number of hospitalizations is down. Let's just hope that there's not a spike because everybody's, you know, coming together and not necessarily thinking about that. But you still have to be aware of the pandemic because it's still out there. It's still strong. And I think it was the coroner of St. Tammany Parish the other day when he held a press conference, which we carried on our show. He said that the bodies in the morgue are the bodies of people who died from COVID.
Mm-hmm.
So it's still taking lives. And so just you do have to be cognizant of that reality.
Here's another text that says, I told y'all Metallica was getting the hell out of town before the storm, but now they're back.
They're back. Metallica's back.
Not in concert, but to help with the cleanup after Ida.
That's great.
Keep an eye out. You never know. It might be James Hetfield.
Those guys are
awesome.
Those guys are awesome. And
hell
Metallica,
yeah.
Well, they play here every weekend.
They're here all the time.
They're here all the time, every weekend, and then, you know, now they're helping out.
Now they're helping out.
That's great.
Good for them to
That's
do
good.
That. Real humanitarian.
Let's go to St. James Parish. Doc, you're on WWL. Good afternoon, Doc. Thanks for hanging on.
Hey, what's going on?
How are you doing?
We're making it. I just wanted to say a couple of things. How are you guys doing? First of all,
well, we're doing fine, but we're here to talk to you about how you're doing.
Me and my wife, we've been without power since the storm, since the storm. But I had a couple of neighbors of mine who let me use their generator, and I've been running my wire to my house so I can get I got a fan on it, and I got a phone charger that I can charge my phone. So we've been doing that for the last 2 days, but we've been making it.
Does your house have some decent ventilation?
Yeah. Okay. It's okay. I mean, it's a nice size house. We just in the living room with the fan, so we just been in the living room.
Yeah.
Comfed up on the sofa, just, you know, rying it out. But I had a couple of questions. I've been listening to every channel on every radio station, and I have not heard anyone talk about St. James Parish. I haven't even heard the representatives come and talk about what's going on with the parish, like as far as the when the power's coming on. They have a couple of things on a website to say the 17th, but then I have people that 5 miles away from me that's saying they got power on. So I'm like, what's actually going on?
Well, Doc, I would tell you that you're not forgotten about, but I have not heard a lot from St. James Parish in particular. But when the governor talks about Louisiana and when you hear energy talk about bringing power back, they're including you. They might not mention you specifically, but you're included in those conversations.
And, yes, I want to say Monday on Labor Day, for the people that's been complaining too much about the power, I saw the linemen out here working all day Labor Day. On Labor Day, they were working.
That's right.
They had like 12 guys working, and more trucks coming, and they worked all the way Labor Day until like 9 o'clock that night. So I want to say thank you to every lineman that came around from the world, man, from the Alabama, from Texas, all over, man. You guys are really the true heroes that's really putting this call back on. And I just wanted to say one more thing to my city of New Orleans, because I'm not in New Orleans at the moment, to the people out there that's looting and destroying stuff, man. We got to do better as a community, because I'm African-American. As black people, we got to do better around the world. We just got to do better as people, because that shines a bad light on a city. And, yeah. You know, we are a city and a state that people come down here to have a good time and enjoy themselves and get away from their own problems. They don't need, like you were saying, that you moved away from downtown because of the crime. You know, I've been in New Orleans all my life. I was there when Penning Lane was around. If you're familiar with Penning Lane, the arcade.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you're familiar with Penning Lane. I've been around for a long time, man. I'm 33 years old, and I just, you know, at this point, I told my wife, I'm kind of done with Louisiana. Like, I'm like, it's like, I love it. You know, I love my state, but it's like, it's so much going on in a time of need. You got people out there selling gas for $20 for gas they just put in there for $5. It's just crazy, the schemes that we got that people just... It's breaking into people's homes.
Yep, it's sad, Doc. And you know, this is when we see the worst and the best of humanity at the same time. And the good news is there's more of the best than there is of the worst. And I love your attitude, Doc. And I appreciate the call. Thanks for tuning in. And you guys are going to have a hallelujah moment soon. You'll get power soon. Hang in there, Doc.
So.
All right, Van. Hang in there. I mean, I respect anybody who is still dealing with no power. Really, I mean, I do. I mean, these are really tough times. But, you know, we're coming back slowly, but we are coming back. We've done it before. We'll do it again. If you don't have power yet, it's coming, because this is the comeback. And we're your comeback connection. I'm Scoot on the air on WWL.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Man, it's your life. It's your life. Make the most of it. And I know it sucks, but you know, you've still got your life. Let's go to Mandeville. Sylvia, thank you for hanging on. You're now on WWL.
Hi, Scoot. I'm hoping you can help. Okay. We still don't have our lights on, and we have a sweetheart of a that everyone loves in our neighborhood. She's 89 years old. Over 2 months ago, she ordered a generator, and every day for the last 10 days, she's been upset that they won't answer her calls. She figures by now she's definitely not going to get it. Hmm. It's a whole house generator. And the saddest thing is she feels like she's gotten the runaround. And at this point, she just wants to feel whole again and get her money back. So I went over to the business this morning, which they are open, and let them know I think it would be great if they could drop a check off. I'm not going to say their name. I'm sure if hopefully someone's listening, they've talked about me coming to the shop today, and that they will do the right thing, just do the right thing and bring her check, because she doesn't want to take anything from us. She barely takes bottled water. Hmm. She doesn't want to, you know, she's very independent, and I love that. And it's just hard for all of her neighbors to know. And this is something that would definitely make her happy. To have them just stuck.
So she ordered a generator. She ordered a generator 2 months ago, and she never got it.
She never received it. No.
And it was from a local. It was from a local company.
A huge company in Mandeville, heating and cooling company.
Well, they need to take care of this. I mean, I don't see why they wouldn't take care of this.
Yeah. So I just want to put it out there, and hopefully someone's listening, and just do the right thing.
You know, there's nothing wrong with using radio to tell the truth, to expose the truth about businesses. And maybe there's something, we haven't mentioned the name yet, but there may be something about this that we don't know. But if it's as you say, then this company needs to make things right for this woman. And, I mean, there's so many people going out of their way to do the right thing that, you know, why wouldn't they?
Yeah, please. I'm begging you. I'm begging this company to do the right thing.
All right. You know who you are.
89 years old.
All right. You know who you are. And, and if not, well, we'll, you know, follow up, Sylvia. Follow up with us, okay?
Okay. I will. Thank you so much.
Call us tomorrow. Yeah. We'll recognize your name and we'll get you on right away.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye. And from Harvey, Veronica, you're on WWL.
Hi.
Hi, Veronica.
How are you?
I'm sorry. What was that? Go ahead, Veronica. You're on WWL.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, trying to get this water and ice.
Oh, yeah. You're getting that right now?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to interrupt you.
No, it's okay. I'm moving to another station.
Okay.
I just want to quickly say I love New Emory. I love the linemen. And I want to give a shout out to my classmate, Brian Clements, who is a lineman for Entergy.
Thank you, Veronica. Thank you. That's cool. It's cool that we recognize those people because, I mean, again, I see it every day. I see how hard they work and I see how dirty and hot and tired they are.
Well, I have a true understanding of why it takes so long for the light to be back on now.
Yeah. All right, Veronica.
And I just appreciate their help.
Well, I know.
And I also want to make a comment about the lady that called from Walgreens. Yes, about Walgreens.
Yeah.
I had issues with Walgreens myself. But whenever I've had to go out of town, I've had no problem getting my medication. So I don't know what kind of medication she was getting.
Yeah.
She had difficulty with it because I've never had it.
Well, you know, there are a lot of restrictions on medication. Veronica, I'm glad you called. And man, make sure you get your water and your ice. You know, we'll talk more about this on the show tomorrow. But there's a lot needs to be done with the pharmacy companies and how to transfer things. Let's go to Pat and Metairie. Pat, I've got time for a quick comment from you.
You there?
Yeah, I'm Scoot.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. Scoot. That's all right, Pat.
One quick question. Did I hear you all say that Jim Donlan had contacted all the insurance companies and had advised them that they should pay people who have left the city, even though it wasn't mandatory evacuation?
You know, I don't know. I know that they are. I know the state is addressing that. I don't know. No, I don't know if Jim Donlan. What I said last night was that Jim Donlan is the kind of insurance commissioner who will do that. He will ultimately contact the insurance companies, and he will put pressure on them to pay up. I don't know if he's done that yet, but I know that he will.
Okay. Well, that's all I got, Scoot.
Okay,
Thank
Pat. We hang on. Hang in there, man. I appreciate you being with us. All right. So we're going to wrap up the show, and we're getting ready for Mayor Cantrell's press conference. It'll start sometime just after 4. We'll carry that for you live. But hey, you know what? We have choices in life. And we're always presented with the choice of either giving up or not giving up. And this is what we do. We don't give up. I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL. Just hang in there. It's going to be okay. And I know some of you are celebrating the hallelujah moment, and some of you will get the hallelujah moment tonight. When those lights go on, remember that we reminded you. You're going to have that hallelujah moment here. We'll talk more about that on the show tomorrow afternoon. Sports Talk with Christian Garrick coming up next. Christian Garrick, Bobby Hebert, and Mike Dettillier. And then the Coach O Show at 7 o'clock. And then from 8 to 9, there will be a replay of the Jefferson Parish press conference with Cynthia Lee Shang. And then Don Dubuque live until 11. We're live every night until 11 o'clock. I want to thank Diane Newman, Kevin Cassidy, Robbie Bowen, who did a lot, Vice President of Sales, and our Assistant Program Director and Senior Producer of Scoot on the Air, Ian Hoke. And as always, Thank you for being part of the show. Join me on the Scoot on the Air YouTube channel, Facebook, and Instagram, all an extension of our show here. Hang in there. It's coming. I'm Scoot. Love you, New Orleans.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.